Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour for Thursday, the 30th of June. Well, as you probably know, Pope Benedict celebrated the 60th anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood yesterday. Here follows an excerpt from his homily at the Mass, celebrated to mark the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. Dear brothers and sisters, non iam dicam servos, sed amicos. I no longer call you servants, but friends. John chapter 15, verse 15. 60 years on from the day of my priestly ordination, I hear once again deep within me these words of Jesus that were addressed to us new priests at the end of the ordination ceremony by the Archbishop, Cardinal Fallharber, in his slightly frail yet firm voice. According to the liturgical practice of that time, these words conferred on the newly ordained priests the authority to forgive sins. No longer servants, but friends. At that moment, I knew deep down that these words were no mere formality, nor were they simply a quotation from Scripture. I knew that, at that moment, the Lord Himself was speaking to me in a very personal way. In baptism and confirmation, He had already drawn us close to Him. He had already received us into God's family. But what was taking place now was something greater still. He calls me His friend. He welcomes me into the circle of those He had spoken to in the upper room, into the circle of those whom He knows in a very special way, and who thereby come to know Him in a very special way. He grants me the almost frightening faculty to do what only He, the Son of God, can legitimately say and do. I forgive you your sins. The full text of the homily is available on today's Rush Hour post on the Cradio website. Also yesterday in Rome, in his pre-Angelus remarks, Pope Benedict gave his special greetings to an Eastern Orthodox delegation and spoke about the importance of St. Peter's primacy among the apostles. Witnessing the love and faithfulness of Saints Peter and Paul, he said, enlightens the pastors of the Church on how to lead men towards the truth and educate them in the faith in Christ. He emphasized that St. Peter, in particular, represents the unity of the Apostolic College, which ensures the oneness of Christ's Church. Pope Benedict cited the writings of St. Irenaeus of Lyon, a 2nd century bishop and theologian who famously held that the Roman Church, quote, must be the point of convergence of all other churches because it has always guarded the tradition that comes from the apostles. Pope Benedict drew from both the Latin and Byzantine liturgical traditions in his discussion of the feast day. The Roman liturgy proclaims the blessedness of the city of Rome, which exceeds every beauty of the world by being stained red by the precious blood of Saints Peter and Paul. As the hymns of the Eastern tradition say, the two great apostles are the wings of God's knowledge, who travelled the earth till its limits and rose to heaven, he explained. The Byzantine liturgy honours the two saints as the hands of the gospel of grace, the feet of the truth of the proclamation, the rivers of wisdom, and the arms of the cross. Although Saints Peter and Paul are the patron saints of Rome, their shared feast receives a heavy emphasis in the Byzantine tradition. June 29 is a holy day of obligation for Eastern Catholics, according to their code of canon law. World Youth Day will begin in just 47 days, and the number of pilgrims registered for the Madrid meeting with Benedict XVI is already a record breaker. Cardinal Stanisław Rajko, president of the Pontifical Council for the Laity, said at a press conference yesterday that there have never before been 440,000 registered youth a month and a half before the event. With the 440,000 youth, there are 745 bishops registered, as well as 13,455 priests and 4,585 seminarians. The Church in Argentina has warned that the plague of drug use is expanding and asked authorities to implement policies to stop drug use. 8 months ago, they warned that drug use there begins at the age of 8. According to the latest World Drug Report, published by the United Nations a few days ago, 7.2% of the population between 15 and 64 have consumed marijuana at least once in the last year, and among 13 to 17-year-olds, that figure is 7.6%. Monsignor Lozano, the head of the National Commission for the Pastoral Care of Drug Addiction, said that the growing size of the drug trade was the result of crime, corruption, impunity, and social tolerance. Bishops released a statement at the end of a three-day meeting on drugs with pastoral leaders from every diocese in Argentina, titled Choosing Life is Better. Violence that broke out in northern Burma more than a fortnight ago continues, while local Catholics are among those stepping in to provide some relief for the Kachin ethnic group, which has been worst affected. A local priest who asked to remain anonymous told the Fides news agency, "Violence and bombings continue. The problem for the displaced is to abandon their crops, which means hunger, suffering, and see the work and sacrifice of 1 year fade away. The churches are open for the reception, Caritas has been mobilized, and all the dioceses are organizing aid for the diocese of Myitkyina, affected by the conflict. The news is fragmentary, but we know that the suffering of civilians and displaced persons continue rising over 10,000. All this is made more difficult by the rainy season." Meanwhile, the local bishop said on local radio, "I pray for you, my little flock, and I will not leave you alone. The church is ready to help you. Our churches and the faithful will welcome you with open arms to dry your tears and console your pain. Stay united, bring the weights of each other. The Lord is near you. Have faith in him. All of us continue to pray for peace." And just briefly, the prefect of the Congregation for Divine Worship and the Sacrament says he thinks the Feast of Corpus Christi should be returned to its traditional Thursday celebration to better highlight the link with Holy Thursday and show how Christ is the centre of everything. Thanks for listening. Speak to you again tomorrow. God bless.